In Verdi's Il Trovatore, there's Count de Luna, who has two sons. One son, Manrico, is a troubadour. He was kidnapped as an infant and raised by the gypsy Azucena. Her mother, accused of witchcraft, was thrown into a bonfire, as was Azucena's own infant son, by mistake. And Leonora, the love interest of the Count, is in love with Manrico, the Count's long-lost son. The Marx Brothers spoofed this story in their 1935 film, A Night at the Opera.
Now we're getting somewhere.
It's not a very linear story. A lot of the important action takes place offstage, sometimes years before where we are arriving to the story, and some of the main characters are dead, and we never see them. So that makes it really challenging.
Kathleen Smith Belcher is on the directing staff at the Metropolitan Opera in New York. She's directed productions at opera companies around the country and assisted with the world premiere of John Adams's Dr. Atomic in San Francisco. She's also worked with directors ranging from Woody Allen to Julie Taymor. But when Belcher was first approached by the Lyric Opera of Kansas City to take on the role of stage director for Il Trovatore, she says she had a panic attack.
Because there's so many dramaturgical problems with this story, the thing that's fantastic about it and that I think it makes it one of the most performed pieces in the rep is that the music is absolutely amazing.
Belcher says the opera requires singers who can take on the demanding roles, as well as an approach to tell the story in a clear, concise way. For the Lyric Opera of Kansas City's production, she was inspired by the expressive paintings of El Greco and the HBO fantasy series Game of Thrones.
And liked the grittiness of it. And in a way, it's the way I want to tell Trovatore. It's these people in extreme locations and extreme situations, but with a realistic bent to it.
So we're just going to start at the Kaufman.
At the Kaufman Center, before the cast, chorus, and supernumeraries even take the stage, a dry tech rehearsal sets the lighting with the scenery. And in this case, the animated digital projections designed by John Boshi, who sits at a long table with stage director Kathleen Belcher, as the cues are called for the opening of the show.
Light cue 8, rail cue 2, and video cue 102, go. So then we'll go to the darker sky.
An interesting part of this production is that this is round two for me.
Boshi, who's based in Chicago, worked on Il Trovatore for the first time about a year ago with Opera Carolina in Charlotte with the same set. But he says with a different director, there's a very different vision. He says he had to let go and start fresh, working closely with Belcher to realize some of her key ideas.
One was the idea of the moon, occasionally as a symbol of love, but a moon becoming red and orange and sanguine, so referring to some of the blood that passes in the story. And that very orange-red moon becoming an owl's eye for the character of Azucena, who's creating some witchcraft in this, as though she's looking over all the proceedings of the opera.
It looks like 107 dims the sky. You have a placement for 107?
I do.
Excellent.
Yes.
And then 109 makes the moon go orange.
Backstage, there are about six projectors and a technician with a laptop monitoring the digital imagery. A tall castle stands still as swirling clouds streak across the sky. Boshi says it's the script that drives the design elements in theater, but in opera, it's the music.
Often the words and the music are linked, but it's really the music that drives it. So being able to think in musical terms rather than strictly narrative terms is what makes a difference.
Laura Spencer, KCUR News.